Thank you for calling customer service. This is Christina. May I please have the zip code on the account that you're calling in about?
Have the what?
Zip code on the account that you're calling in about.
Well, I don't have an account.
Okay, so what were you calling in about?
Well, because there was something offered on Facebook that said to you just needed to pay shipping charges and something would be sent to you.
Okay, and what is that something?
That something was a KitchenAid mixer.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to help you because there are tons of different people that do those ads. So it could be a different ad than our company. And if I give you any misinformation without you having an account, it wouldn't be correct. You understand?
No.
Okay, so there could be another company that's doing this, and our company may not represent them.
So what company are you?
We house over 300 different companies. That's what I'm trying to tell you. A bunch of companies have the ads on Facebook, so I'm not sure that it is our company. Was our number on the...
It said Amazon.
It said Amazon? No, we are not affiliated with Amazon.
Then it said Walmart.
We're not affiliated with Walmart.
So then this was a scam. There's an order ID number. Will that help you?
So you did purchase something?
It sounds that way, doesn't it?
Okay, so you said that you didn't tell me that you purchased anything. Okay, yeah, can I have
I
your zip code,
really.
Please?
Pardon me?
Your zip code.
63376.
And your first and last name, please.
And what are you going to do with this?
I'm going to try to look up an account and see if something was purchased.
I have an order ID. Can I give that to you?
I would need your first and last name.
Wow.
Ma'am, I'm trying to help you.
I understand that.
I would need your first and last name to look up an account.
Okay. Joanne, J-O-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
Van Lau, V as in Victor. A-N-L-A-U-W-E.
Okay, thank you for that. And I have located an account for you. Can you verify your address for security purposes?
Oh, my gosh. And I'm hoping you're not a fraud. I'm really reluctant to do this. But.
Okay, I can give you Stayhorn. Can you give me the numbers?
212.
Okay, thank you. I'm waiting on your account to load now. Okay, I see a KitchenAid blender for $7.95. And then I see NextBod membership, $0. Is this what you purchased, ma'am?
I thought it was a stand mixer.
Okay, I see kitchen blender.
Is there any time that that's going to be sent?
It's a contest entry you enter to win. It picks 5 people a week. So you should be looking in your email to see if you've won.
Boy. And is this Walmart or Amazon that's on this?
It doesn't say. I'm very sorry.
Well, I'm sorry I've been so... Just very reluctant here because I just don't ever do anything like this. Okay, so I'll wait and see if anything comes. Otherwise, I'm going to take further action.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. All right, I'll just put down that you called in to see if you've won, and I told you that it was an enter to win type of thing, and you'll call back to see if... you'll call back in the future if you have any problems.
I will.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great night.
Thanks.